Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tony La Russa?
He was the first guy to hit the pitcher eight. By the time Joe was doing it here, and now a lot of people do it sometimes, like...
Now I'll tell you, that doesn't make a lick of sense.
I know.
Getting that pinch hit opportunity earlier in the game became a legit thing.
A lot of people do it sometimes. I watch a ton of hockey. I caught about 15 minutes of the
Hold
game.
Hold on. A lot of people do it sometimes is good. That is like...
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
A lot of people do it sometimes.
We love Wani. I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
Right.
Right?
It's great.
I'm shopping with Christine the other day at Dick's Sporting Goods. She's looking for stuff for her dad, and she can't find anything she likes. Finally, she reaches one. She's like, I'd get this, but I don't like it.
That doesn't make sense.
Perfect.
Like, that's perfect.
Well, you've actually had two in the last minute, as a texter points out.
Yeah.
Matt Spiegel. Bummer has been completely unhittable in his last six games, six innings, four hits.
Wait, what?
Are we going to bring that back, right?
Let's freeze it right about now. Go ahead and roll it.
Aaron Bummer is now completely and utterly unhittable. The last six outings, four hits.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
A lot of people do it. I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
I'm doing something.
All right, let's compile.
And I'm always available unless I'm doing something.
There's got to be a name for these.
We'll just call them Waniisms.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't say all
No. A lot of people do it sometimes.
Well, I don't get why they get such a kick out of that. I'm not sure.
They love malprops on this show. They are the score police.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim.
Here we go.
Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Yes, Mark Grody, maybe we are the score police sometimes, but we do it to ourselves. It's not like we're just sniping off other people.
It's true, but we do kind of hope and assume or urge others to also be able to take it.
Yeah, well, we've got the list that can't be shared publicly. Mac and I would talk about this sometimes. There's the grouping of people who can take it and those who can't. And so we tend to only poke fun at those who can. Yeah. Which is, frankly, we should be able to poke at everybody, but, you know, such is life. We're working towards that goal. Because we all say dumb things.
I think we could take Shane off that list, though. I think he's done a nice job accepting some derision every once in a while, you know?
Shane is...
I was ever on the list?
No, of course not.
You're so good at it, at taking shots, that I've actually been told, Speaks, and I hope I'm not betraying a confidence here, that... Yeah. Shane's father thinks we take too many shots at Shane.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And it's very possible that Shane, deep down, thinks we take too many shots at Shane. No?
Absolutely not. No, okay. Because I take my fair share of shots, maybe more than anybody at the station, so I would be quite the hypocrite if I did not open myself up for the same.
Yeah. I know. I was really just trying to distract people from trying to do the math on who's on that list. You know, and now I've brought it back there, so that's not good by me.
It's fairly obvious.
I'm all about jobs, right? So if I said don't take shots at me, my therapist wouldn't have a job anymore.
What do you mean?
I'm all about job creation.
Running for mayor? What are you doing?
Maybe
here?
One day. Never know.
Did your therapist quit?
Yes, thank you. Shane's therapist left.
Yeah, I've got two more sessions with her, and then I just got the email today that the next steps into like picking a new one or just pausing. But talk to your therapist first to see if they recommend a pause.
Wait a minute. Is she leaving? Is she leaving the industry?
She's going to a different practice, and they're like, she's full there. So they give her a full workload right away, so it's not like I could go with her.
I thought you were the last client, that broke her will.
I'm going back to school. Really, any other field. Construction. Nursing. I'm open for anything other than working with Shane. I have stopped and started now. I'm on my third therapist since moving back to Chicago. Two therapists in a row left for maternity leave and didn't come back. They just didn't return. And I will say, it is daunting starting over from square one. So I genuinely feel for you, Shane, especially you got a lot of issues to unpack with someone.
Yeah, I got
new.
A lot of trauma here. Yeah. I got to start at square one. Not trauma, but issues. Yeah.
Oh, you have PTSD?
That was like a hug laugh.
Did you hear that?
I got a lot of trauma.
He's got PTSB, as Danny called it.
Stop.
You open up a bag of snakes that you can't catch. You know,
that's right.
I don't want to do
you
that.
You just open up a bag of snakes that you can't close.
Right. You're right.
Of course. Yeah. Right. Right. Big Cat as a therapist would be an interesting thought. Just like every time I was thinking about, you know, that maybe I impose my opinions on other people too much. Oh, you're right. You're right.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, that's true.
Could just happen all the time.
That's your job, though. See, that's hard. So you're talking about taking being one guy at the job and then, you know, putting that guy, you know, keeping him zipped up in the rest of your life.
That's right. Exactly. Got to compartmentalize the take machine with the other 20 hours.
Take machine. Shane's got bigger problems because he's homeless, apparently.
We should address. Russ, the window guy, is fantastic, and he's helped Tanny out. He helped Spiegel out. He's helping me out. He did Hubs windows. He did Bernstein's windows. I don't know why I like was looking at Tanny to throw to Tanny in the commercial read, and I said Shane's name.
I wasn't even in the room.
You weren't even in the room. Don't know why I said your
name. I told Shane to leave. I was like, anyone who doesn't have a home, get out.
Yeah. And then instead of just being, instead of Shane, I meant Tanny. I was like, Russ wouldn't help Shane. He doesn't have a home, which is also not true. I don't know what happened in that read. I apologize. You have a home. It's lovely. You just rent. There's no reason for you to have Russ the window guy out there.
That's correct. You've been there.
It's great.
And we just compared me to Bill Gates the other day. We went over this, so I don't know why that's something that slipped your mind.
I don't know. I'm a big, dumb idiot. But but Russ,
that was nice and clean.
Yeah,
that was good.
He does a great job, and I'm sure he would help Shane and will help Shane in the future.
Yeah, Shane can get like a sliding window, like a drive-through window for when he does the smash burgers again. Do that.
Yeah, yeah,
that'd be good.
It's all possible.
That'd be nice.
It's all possible.
Hey, Danny, I know your heart and everybody's heart is all a flutter because the NFL schedule comes out tomorrow. Ooh, I saw, by the way, that Fox News. Yeah. Thank you, Tanny. Fox News is putting the reveal of the Fox schedule on Fox and Friends tomorrow morning. CBS is using their morning show to reveal their portion of the NFL schedule, and yet the full thing doesn't come out until the evening. Whatever. It's an embarrassment, frankly, that people care quite this much.
You mean you're embarrassed on behalf of baseball that the NFL is going to take over the headlines by releasing a schedule where we already know the opponents? This is literally just about the order of said opponents.
That's
and
really
you're embarrassed that it's better and a bigger deal than like a no-hitter, which is now happening every week in your sport. Is that what you're saying?
You know what? Yes. Frankly, yes. Yes. Right. You nailed it. You nailed it. Good job.
I thought
right
so.
There. But I just wanted to share this with you. The Cubs decided to put Jake Marisnyk on the injured list, and they activated a pitcher. They brought Brad Wick back, the big lefty, with the nice curveball. So they're going to have a very short bench for this little two-game set in Cleveland, just a three-man bench instead of the four, so super short. And then we just saw this cross. Javier Baez has been scratched tonight with lower back tightness. This means the Cubs
team
right now have a two-person bench. In terms of position players, betting.
Is that Shane Bieber tightness, maybe? Shane Bieber discomfort? I can't blame him.
Dude, Shane Bieber discomfort. That guy has struck out 77 people in 7 starts. He's
Albert Alzolay is up to the task, okay?
But he doesn't get to hit. They've got a DH, so tonight in the AL ballpark. But man,
the
Cubs have the fifth worst strikeout rate in all of baseball, Danny. How many is Shane Bieber gonna strike out tonight? 12? 14?
So if I set the over-under at 8.5, you're going over?
Oh, absolutely. That's
what,
it. He hasn't done less than 9. He hasn't struck out less than 9. He's only done that twice. 5 times double figures, twice.
Oh, then I set
9.
A terrible line. I haven't looked at it. So what?
10.5 would be a good number. or maybe 11.5, and I'd go over at 10.5. 11.5, I'm probably over there as well.
So guys, FanDuel has it set at 9.5.
Oh, so
I'm hammering it.
Yeah, I would go over. Although these Cubs lately, they've been doing the contact
single
thing.
Hitters.
Enough.
Yeah, they had 16 straight singles. Been shortening up. Everybody's got Matt Duffy fever. I know you feel it, Shane.
Shane's in the protocol for Matt Duffy fever.
Too much exposure to it. I've consumed too much Matt Duffy.
The only prescription is more Matt Duffy.
You have to go quarantine for 10 days to get over.
Why do you think I wanted the good seats a couple weeks ago? I needed to be closer to Matt Duffy.
It's perfect.
And you've contracted the Matt Duffy fever.
That's when I got it. Exposure. You know what? You know how involved the contact tracing is when you've been exposed to Matt Duffy fever?
Oh, my God.
They get
every
all
team.
Up in there.
Every
I'm
team
talking about
he's
proctologists.
Been on.
Well, it's your fault for not wearing your mask when you were that close to Matt Duffy fever. It's like traveling too close to the sun. Right. It's the original source.
Yeah. Everybody knows how contagious his style of hitting and the fever is. It's working its way around town. But anyway, there you go. Two-man bench for the Cubs tonight if they don't make a move between now and first pitch.
Okay, that's I would suggest making a move. I don't know. I'm not a manager or an executive, but I would think that maybe you would want to have more than two guys on the bench. You mentioned the NFL schedule release, and I know you were upset about it. Let me just tell you a little preview of a tomorrow headline.
Yeah.
I am going to break news about the NFL schedule. And then I will not be credited by any sources in this town or nationally.
We should just put on Harry Tynowitz.
We could. That would be an option.
Yeah, Danny, who cares? You already said that we already know who they're playing, so what's the big deal?
I'm going to give you the order. I will.
Cool, whatever.
I'm just letting you know, this is regarded as news in this world. This is like multiple years in a row where I've had the scoop on like the opener for the season and some Bears national TV games and all of it. And then Tribune, Athletic, Pro Football Talk, none of them pick it up. So our audience and our audience alone and my Twitter following will be the ones who get the Bears schedule. And I know it'll credit it, but just so you know, the info will be good yet again.
Yeah, you know, it's too bad you don't get credit for that. That's the kind of thing that can keep you mired down in the late teens of a Jeff Agres.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If I got a little bit of recognition, maybe I could move up to a Baker's Dozen for a little NFL schedule release scoop.
Yeah, right. And that could be in next year's write-up. When Danny Parkins broke the NFL schedule news on a Wednesday morning at 9:40.
When Danny Parkins told you that Tampa Bay was opening with Buffalo this season to kick off the NFL season, Pro Football Talk should have picked it up.
Can I go with that? Is that for real, or are you joking?
Is that for real? Is that
no,
the Thursday night?
I'll have it tonight or early tomorrow morning.
I'm trying to book my flight.
Yeah,
no. That's a pretty good Thursday nighter. I would assume that it's Tampa Bay, Kansas City will be our Thursday nighter. But maybe they don't play.
They don't play each other this year. Yeah.
That gets in the way.
They're not going to just add it to the schedule. That's not how it works.
I don't know, 17th game.
Have you not watched any of the NFL schedule release shows? There's a formula. It's very
specific. I don't care. Right. I don't care. The games will come, and then I will care.
All right.
My God.
Well, I got something for you, actually, on Justin Fields. I find this to be very fun, very relevant, very interesting, and frankly very exciting. And when I thought about it and phrased it this way in my head, I was like, oh, you know what, dummy, you should have said this right after the draft because it's fairly obvious. The Bears are going to have the third fastest starting quarterback in the NFL once Justin Fields becomes their full-time starter.
Third fastest
quarterback. There are 32 teams, 32 starters. Justin Fields, he ran a 4.44 40 at the Ohio State.
Oh, and by the way, he runs a 4.44.
Thank you, Ryan. At his Ohio State Pro Day. If that time is real, right, there was no combine, so there are no laser timers, but let's assume that that timing is real. One person at him is a 4.43, one at a 4.44. So let's say that time is real for Justin Fields. The only starting quarterbacks in the NFL faster than Justin Fields, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, that's the list.
Wow.
And
I would have guessed Lamar. I wasn't sure about Kyler. It makes sense. Kyler's so short. Watching him run, as I do when I click every Kyler Murray highlight package known to man, the steps go so fast.
He's an incredible athlete.
It's crazy.
And I will be honest with you, I don't really know any Cardinals fans, but I do know a couple of diehard Ravens fans, and how they talk about Lamar Jackson, it's just different. Now, obviously, Mahomes is better than him, but Lamar won the MVP after Mahomes did. But there's just some level of excitement and awe of, like, we're seeing a guy do something that we've never seen before. Now, that you see Mike Vick do it, so it's not like they had never seen Mike Vick, but, like, in terms of a guy in their uniform, the ability of what Justin Fields can bring to that position in this town will be something. Well, we will talk about Justin Fields' highlights like we talked about Devin Hester highlights. Like that is coming to this city, assuming Justin Fields is healthy and good and playing often. And that, to me, man, is about as exciting as you can get in football.
Boy, well, I'd like to believe that. I got it. I mean, obviously, he is that fast. Lamar, in terms of quick twitch and juking in the class of Mike Vick and Barry Sanders and those kind of athletes, is a very special and rare brand of electricity.
Yep.
You know, I don't think of Fields that way. I've been thinking of him as a passer because he's disciplined as a passer. I don't think of him as a guy who chooses to run as quickly as Lamar and as quickly as Kyler chooses. I mean, for Lamar, they design runs, obviously, a lot. But for Kyler, it seems like he kind of chooses that in his arsenal a bit more rather than it is designed. I think Justin's going to run less than both of those guys.
I do too, but the athleticism and the... Lamar Jackson is 6'2", 210, 212, something like that. So Justin Fields is an inch taller and 20 pounds heavier, right? He's 6'3", 230-ish. So it'll be more powerful. And yeah, he is a pocket passer. He is a deep ball thrower.
He's a way better thrower, pocket passer, reader of defenses than Lamar.
Yeah, and I think Lamar's actually pretty good at that and underrated at it in terms of reading the pocket and reading the defense. But the thing, just the speed and the athleticism when things break down.
Yeah.
Matt Nagy didn't call this play. Allen Robinson was covered. He rolled out. Someone blew an assignment. A linebacker tripped, and all of a sudden there's 20 yards of open space in front of him.
Yeah.
He's getting the 20 yards. Like he has that type of speed, man, which just I said it on draft day. What I said is why I love the pick. Smart throws deep fast, right? But really putting it in the context, because I looked up all the 40 times and the Madden ratings for speed. Those were my two mechanisms for it. And there is one caveat here, and it's kind of a funny one. If Taysom Hill is the starter in New Orleans, he also ran a 4.44 40.
Oh no!
Throw him out. By the way, he runs a 4.44.
Yeah. So
we can't have that, dude.
Can't have it.
The hell?
Can't have that.
Wait, you mocking the 40-yard time for Justin Fields?
God, he's the fourth fastest now.
I'm saying. They'd be tied. They'd be tied.
I hate this.
It's exciting.
Damn Taysom! Come on, Sean Payton, do the right thing.
40 times.
It's gonna be exciting.
You know, it's interesting. A texter says, hey, you're pigeonholing this guy, Parkins, as a running quarterback.
He's not what I'm saying.
No, that's not what you're doing. What you're doing is you're adding that back into the mindset, those possibilities, because we've been talking about it and thinking about it as a Pat Mahomes dream in the Matt Nagy offense in terms of, sure, the ability to run, but it's really about reading and creativity and going through the progressions and making things happen and all of that. You're making me want to look at the best Kyler Murray plays from the Cardinals season. And there were some incredible ones. Obviously, the game I'm thinking of is when he throws the Hail Mary to the former Texans receiver whose name is slipping.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes, he throws the Kyler Murray Hail Mary to DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, he rolled left. And yeah, absolutely.
He rolls left. It's not just that he rolls left. It's absurd the way the speed, the escapability, and then the setup and the quickness of the throw and the ability and the arm talent and all of that. Fields has every bit of that, is what you're saying, minus a little speed.
Yeah, it's just, it's an extra element. It's a dimension. We talked about Mitch Trubisky like he was a special athlete. He ran a 4.64 40. And they're not even in the same class in terms of speed and athleticism at the position. Third fastest guy in the NFL could be the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears. And I'm not saying he's a running quarterback. That's not at all what I'm saying. He was a great deep ball thrower in college. He will operate from the pocket. But what I am saying is that dimension is something that we just simply haven't had in this town. Mitch Trubisky didn't really have it. He tried for a while, and then he got hurt, and they took it away from him, which was a mistake. Yeah. Cordell Stewart, we had a hope of it for a minute and a half, but that wasn't the Cordell Stewart in his prime, obviously. And it's just, it's not something we've had.
Yes,
and it's a different type of experience when you watch quarterbacks that have that other improvisational dimension.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note what you're talking about specifically, and I can hang out here and live in that space where, you know, the best plays from Justin Fields during the Bears win is going to be its own highlight package and is going to be thrilling the way that the Lamar highlight package and the Kyler highlight packages are on NFL.com. I go there on a Sunday night and I watch so many of those in case I missed anything during the day. So that can exist. And the quarterback we want him to be and the thought process we want him to have of not choosing running first, of only doing it when it's the right thing to do and when he must, that can all exist in the same way. There's going to be plenty of times where the play does break down or he chooses that and it's the correct option to create this level of excitement while he's also doing the right things as a quarterback.
Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray text are asking for the 40 times. It was 4.31 and 4.34 for those guys. So a full tenth of a second faster. They're freaks of nature. But again, third fastest starting quarterback in the NFL, that type of speed is a dynamic, game-changing thing that you can both scheme into your offense and can be there when things break down. And I just, in terms of excitement, it will be a brand of football that we have never watched in this city. And that is just, man, I'm here for it. At least not in my lifetime, right? I can't speak to any time before. But in terms of the modern era of the NFL, we haven't seen it, and I think we're going to see it with Justin Fields. We've got Steve Stone coming up in 15 minutes. And so I know you have more to say on this and just the excitement of what we have with Justin Fields and that type of athleticism. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score.
I'm the kind of guy that thinks that everything happens for a reason. So I think, you know, this is God's plan for me to be a Bear. So I'm more than excited, and I'm, you know, more than ready to get up there for sure.
That's Justin Fields, Bears quarterback, who, it's obvious. All you had to do is look up the 40 times of the starting quarterbacks in the NFL, but it hit me. I was like, oh, damn. This is a special athletic talent that they have, and it's very, very, very exciting to me to have that dimension. And it's kind of funny, Spiegs, how the world works, okay?
Yeah.
You were making fun of the NFL schedule release, right?
Sure was.
And I told you that I'd have a guy who would help me out with stuff and has helped me out with it for years now. But I usually get some retweets and some ancillary places will pick it up, but not anything definitive.
Hey, you about to break some news here?
A little bit.
Could you have told your producers during the break so we could put a tweet out or something?
I just got it.
Okay.
I just got it. Do you want to know who the Bears are playing week one?
Yeah, tell me in my ear first so I can put it on Twitter.
Is that what you really want me to do?
No.
I was kidding. I didn't think I was the best.
Who cares?
Okay.
I like to be surprised. Like, just, hey, week one, we line up. Me and my boys get together.
That's right. You want the Bears to game plan for 31 other teams.
Bears, Rams, Sunday Night Football.
Oh, wow. That's the first game of the year.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir.
That is going to be fun watching Andy Dalton go against Matthew Stafford.
Yes, sir.
It really is.
Bears, Rams, week one, Sunday
Club
Night
dub.
Football. It's a win, obviously. Win, obviously. That goes without saying, Tanny. Okay, we will be club dubbing that win.
Club
week
dub.
One.
So where is that? Is that in L.A.?
I actually need to confirm that part. I got to get the follow-up text to be 100% sure that I have that right.
Well, I think we did know that. We knew Who they were playing on the road and who they were playing at home.
Oh, yeah. Let me just pull that up. I can get that for you.
Sure.
Bears,
thank you, Danny.
Opponents.
I'm breathless in anticipation, waiting for that. But, no, see, that ties into something I was thinking about, which is that this is going
to
be.
Yeah, that'll be on the road.
This is now – that's going to be the true reveal of that ridiculous stadium, that absurd Los Angeles creation that was a gift to the people of Los Angeles. They built themselves, what, a $4 billion stadium that was unveiled in the middle of a pandemic. This is going to be the true reveal of all the bells and whistles of that thing. I remember reading about it back then. You know, there's going to be an equivalent to the luxury suites up high on field level. On field level. So they're going to try and sell those for tens of thousands of dollars a game. Like, hey, stars of LA, bring your people and you can be on field level with a little elevated area to watch the game, but you can feel the action from down there. Like, all those kinds of things we're going to see. The stuff in Vegas that's going to be unveiled that we didn't get to see in practice. This will be the year we actually do get to see all of that stuff as well.
It's exciting, man. It's exciting. Open up a new stadium, be in LA, old NFC North, Matt Stafford against Justin Fields week one. I mean, come on, Matt Nagy's playing Justin Fields on Sunday Night Football for Alan Chris, right? They're not playing Andy Dalton against Matt Stafford and the Rams. Have some flair, some showmanship.
You know, let's get back to this later. I will go ahead and guarantee you that Andy Dalton is going to start that game. I will flat out guarantee you.
What?
Lock that in.
You'll guarantee it?
Guarantee it.
That is... not Sorry. Something I'm interested in. And a dumb guarantee.
Oh, yeah, I think.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'll make that bet with you.
Okay, let's do that.
All right.
Hundo?
Sure.
Right now, you and me?
Sure.
All right, Andy Dalton will start week one. Hundo.
Okay. I'll take Justin Fields.
Do I get an injury out?
No.
If Dalton is hurt?
No, you do not.
No, because they'd go Foles. Maybe if Foles is here.
They'd go Foles? If Nick Foles starts a game this year, we mutiny. That's not happening. Yeah, there we go. Bears-Rams in L.A. week one, Sunday
Andy
night
Dalton.
Football.
Club dub.
Confirmed. We will be club dubbing that win L.A. style. Talk to Steve Stone. Does Lucas Giolito miss McCann? What's up with Grandal? White Sox are pitching lights out. Lots to get to with Stoney next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.